Are you single? I'm not. But maybe I could be. Give me 15 minutes. I have to make some calls really fast.
We'll talk.
Hop on a... Let's do a Zoom after. Yep. Let's just let everyone leave.
Yeah. Is big dick energy?
Is it quantifiable?
Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? Cheez-Its or Goldfish?
That is the answer.
That is the truth. Well, you guys are both losers.
You're literally
losers. You sound like losers. You sound like
massive.
Massive
big dick energy.
It's so dry in there. It's so dry in
it
there.
It is so dry in there.
What?
Oh my God. Tiny dick energy.
Team Eric is at a unanimous decision.
Eric, all have tiny absolute chodes.
Chode. The tiniest little chode dick.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people,
wrecked people. Welcome back.
This feels right.
It does.
This feels right, though. This feels natural.
Talking shit with you feels natural. I'll say that feels that feels good. That feels great.
If you are brand new here, back that ass up. Back to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you found this podcast and hit that follow button so you can be the first bitch to get the podcast every week when it airs.
Is that OJ?
No, bitch. No. There's like a cup and a quarter
a pint
of Malibu in here.
I legitimately actually just have orange juice because it is still before noon. And then I have my alcohol on the side. And
ask
I have
me
water.
If I'm ever going to do this show sober. Ask me.
Oh, no, one no, no, time. No, no. I have my Ever. Jack Daniels. I just didn't want... Oh, okay. I wanted to keep my OJ okay. pure. Like,
oh,
look at that.
Oh, I see.
It's just separate.
You're a Puritan bad bitch. I understand. I get it. Well,
thank you for throwing that in there at the end. Okay, let me pause for a second. Hold on. Everybody.
What the fuck ever.
Eric has been fucking with this same dude. Oh my God, I keep spitting.
Bitch, if you don't keep my fucking business out your mouth...
Eric,
if you don't keep
has
my business
been fucking
out your
with
mouth,
this same dude for almost 3 years at this point.
Fuck you, ho.
Every single
fuck
time he comes,
ho.
Eric is like, "This is the best guy
you.
I've ever met in my life. He bought me flowers. He gave me the best dick that
true.
I've ever had."
And it's true.
And
bitch,
then he
I'll
just
do it again.
Disappears. He
I'll
just
do it again.
Flies away. So where is he now, Eric? Are we progressing? Or has he dispersed again? Is he gone?
This is a really aggressive therapy session, I have to say.
That was the goal.
I didn't consent to this, is what I'll also say. No, he's fine. He's a very nice boy. We have wonderful moments. And then, you know, the wheel of time. It turns and it keeps on turning. And then rendezvous in the future.
Yes,
and
okay.
Yes, uh-huh. Does my heart break a little bit every single time? Yeah, sure. Does his heart break every single time?
No.
No. He's perfectly fucking fine.
He's fine. This is the way he imagined living his life, for sure.
Okay, so we're wrecking a bunch of people this fucking week. They DM'd us all of their stupid confessions, and we're going to annihilate them. Do you want to go first?
What is this one? Okay. The first time I hooked up with this guy my freshman year of college, I was very drunk, and he thought I squirted. Okay.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty sure I just drunk peed his bed a little. It's fine. We're still together.
Listen. Okay. Here's the thing. I don't have a vagina. But.
Thank you.
Thanks I don't for have a vagina. Yourself. But I feel like I've Googled a lot of information about squirting.
Are
like,
you about to
lot,
inform
like,
me
more?
About squirting? Give it.
Yeah, I think I've like Googled more information about squirting than I should care about.
Eric, you're not even,
you don't
have a vagina and you don't have sex with people who have
like vaginas. I don't like, I've only seen two vaginas in my life and one of them was yours on an informational retreat.
Yeah, truly but, not sexual in any way.
But apparently a lot of squirting is just urine. A lot of it is just fucking urine. And a lot of times it is indistinguishable from the actual like fluids that's coming out of your poopa na 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 ni.
My poopa na ni?
Your poopa ba da da. And when that happens, apparently, like you're squirting, but it's like also
Eric, hold on,
bit.
Pause. So, you were giving out too much information.
Girl,
you're giving us
she
the
truth.
You're
that
giving
everything is good.
But we can't
everything
let the men
fine.
Know that. We write her a separate email. We don't want the boys to know that when we're squirting, we're actually just purposely peeing on them.
Okay, women, if you're listening, this is your one sex tip that we'll ever fucking give you. Just pee. You know what? If you want to be
just
hot
pee.
And if you want to pretend you're squirting, literally just piss the fucking bed. Just do it.
Every guy... every guy so desperately wants to think that they have made you squirt.
Yeah, give it to him.
That all you have to do is just pee.
Just pee. Just give, him that shit. He wants to. They're going to want to come back. Bitch, squirt.
Squirt.
Push. Push, bitch. Push.
You don't need to stand up and say, I need a break. Just pee.
Exactly. Just pee. Okay. It's next. Disgusting. I had sex in my best friend's chair while they were out of town on spring break, and they still don't know. Good. Good.
Good. I think that's all we need to say about that.
That's great. That's a good friend.
Approved.
Good friend.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Approved. Done. Go ahead.
I was on the subway heading to Grand Central Station to go to the airport. I had a fart. I had a fart that I put too much trust in and quickly knew that something had gone awry. When I got off the subway, I sped walked to the bathroom. Oh, no.
No.
Where I quickly realized I had pooped my pants and I'd been sitting in it for 10 minutes.
Mm-mm.
I threw on my underwear and the tampon dispenser. Girl. And changed into leggings from my luggage. You know what? Honestly, though, I think I probably would have done the same thing. I don't know. That's already so embarrassing. I don't know if I would have been able to get up, take off my panties and bring them outside of the stall and put them in the trash.
I would have just gotten on the ground. And that would have been it for me. That would have been my last day on this planet. Girl, you are brave. Good job.
Good
live
job.
Live your damn life. Okay, my last one. Me and my siblings practiced kissing on each other our entire childhood until I was 18. We've never discussed it as adults. Jail! Life! Life in prison! Life!
Where are their parents? Where are their mom and dad?
Don't send this shit to us. We'll just talk shit about you. I don't know why you expect us. I don't know why you expect us to be helpful.
Maybe they're ashamed and they just wanted to let it out.
Yeah, let it out, I guess.
Let it out. Because
I don't know what to say about that.
That's embarrassing. And
bless your heart. Is what I guess. Yes. I don't know. Hopefully you have a good therapist. That's all the ones I got.
More importantly.
Yes, what are we doing this fucking week?
Thinking about siblings kissing siblings.
Exactly.
So Eric loves use a specific term.
I do. Okay, listen. The concept of big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
My question that I wanted to explore this week was, is big dick energy like a tangible thing that you
can
like
quantifiable
touch and hold? Is it quantifiable? Like, can you quantify big dick fucking energy? And can you make sense of it? And I personally, I think you fucking can. I think that if I thought someone had big dick energy, I think that someone else, unbiased, completely independent of themselves.
This is psychology.
It's just science.
And I will also say that.
It's the psychology program.
Big dick energy is also WAP energy.
Yes,
they're the
bitch.
Same thing.
Same
we understand.
Thing. Do you got wet so ass pussy energy, or do you got Sahara ass energy?
Oh,
Sahara fucking sand
that
pussy.
That sounds
energy.
Like a hurt. Do you have sand? Do you have a sand paper?
You got
pussy?
Sand pussy energy.
So terrifying.
I want to know about our friends, though. That is my thing. I want to know about our friends.
Why do
friends.
We keep them around?
Exactly. Exactly.
Done.
Yeah. So.
So.
Let's play a game. We're going to bring in some of our friends and we're going to quiz them and we're going to ask them a bunch of fucking questions and we're going to see if they have big dick energy. It's a Team Coco, Team Eric episode. So Coco will be on the receiving end of these questions.
And Eric's going to be asking the questions. So I guess we're going to find out today if I have big dick energy.
Wet ass pussy energy, bitch. Wet ass pussy energy.
Wet ass pussy energy.
Do you
and
have
I'm going to already say that I do. Oh. But we can test it.
We can find
we
out.
We can use me as a litmus test.
We about to find out,
let's
bitch.
Let's do it.
Okay, bitches, we're going to bring in our guests now. It's time. It's time to see who has the tiniest dick energy. The tiniest dick.
Or the wettest pussy.
Or the wettest pussy in Courtney's case. The sloppiest, nastiest, gushiest.
The sloppiest, nastiest, biggest. Guest number one.
Yeah.
My favorite, the most talented, Ryan Brophy. Hello.
Hi. How's it
Hi.
Going?
Coco Strong. Good. Starting it off
Where
strong.
Are you from? What's your life like? I don't know.
I'm a Texas boy. I'm from Houston.
Why didn't I didn't know that? I'm a
Texas man. Yes, you did.
Okay, maybe I just don't.
You can't not know that about me.
We're just bad friends. We just didn't know.
We met at a rave.
We did meet at a rave.
Yeah, so
it was a good time.
I'm from Texas. I've been in LA for close to 7 years.
What?
It'll be 7 years.
I don't know
in
anything
August.
About you. Yep. I swear to God.
These facts have never been shared.
Literally.
Oh, cause school. You were here.
Yeah,
I did.
USC.
Oh.
Fight the fuck on.
I thought you went to Michigan. Right. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's my team's fucking turn. I would like to introduce.
Oh, wait. What about my other teammate?
Mitch, we'll go back and forth. Oh. I guess that's how we're doing it. We'll go back and forth. We're going to take fucking turns. You're not about to have 6 minutes of uninterrupted content. Who do you think you are? Okay, Rebecca Gordon. Becky, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Becky Gordon. I am from San Mateo Bay Area, which means I am not separated from San Francisco by a bridge. And
I'm going to need you to just bring a tiny bit more energy. I can't seem like the boring team. I can't. I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't.
The thing is I'm following strict directions to not raise my voice. I've also been told by my acting coach that I can come off shrill.
No.
That's because you're a woman.
That is.
So
it is.
Women.
Fight the patriarchy.
Who is your acting coach?
Oh, I love my acting coach. If he's listening, I was shrill.
He is right behind you.
I think ultimately I would have to say my answer is world peace.
Very nice. Good answer.
Yes, brilliant answer. Thank you. With that, I give it back to Courtney.
And my second teammate, who has the most beautiful head of hair I've ever seen, Christopher.
Oh, thank you.
It is gorgeous, I have to say.
Oh, it's really slick back there. Is there gel in it?
I think there's some like quicksand.
He thinks.
Some, like, yeah. I don't remember.
Guys, Chris is my hot coworker from my job. I brought him on so I could look at him.
Yeah, last looks, please. Okay, so born in El Salvador. Raised in Kentucky.
Ooh.
Had to get rid of the accent when I moved to California. And then I've been in LA ever since. I moved out here when I was 17.
You have like a brooding voice, Christopher. Christopher, you have a brooding voice. It's fun to listen to.
Should I also bring mine up? I don't come off as
no, keep it down. That's what Team Coco has in
common. No. I like, we're good.
Crisp.
We have the confidence on this team. You know, we're good.
The gravitas.
Yeah, I enjoy it. My turn, me cool. time, my, me. hey, Emily, what's good?
What's up?
What's good, fam?
My name's Emily Hanley. I'm very happy to be here. I love to judge others, and so I feel I'm really going to shine in this new role.
Nice.
I am a former comedian, and now I'm currently a full-time activist for the Free Britney movement. So that's basically what
Lord's
I spend
work.
My days doing.
The Lord's work.
It is the Lord's work. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise him.
So my hoes, my bitches, here's the deal. We're going to figure out if Big Wiener Energy is a real thing, if it's actually a thing. Team Coco.
Say it one more time,
WWE.
Yeah, Team Coco brought some folks into the show today who think they have pretty big dick energy, okay? Team Eric, the superior team, is going to inspect. We are going to dissect. We are going to interrogate those dicks until we get some fucking answers, all right? Team Coco, this week, Team Eric texted each of you 15 fucking questions, and you gave us your answers. Now we'll decide if that energy, the vibe of your answers screams gigantic.
This is so intense.
Hulk. Mm-hmm. Fucking Hulk. Fucking giant dick. Iron giant energy.
Define big.
We will.
We will today.
If it's little Pee Wee Herman dick. If it's Pee Wee Herman dick. If it's Sahara Desert energy. Sahara Desert pussy energy. You might even get a chance to defend yourselves, but we'll fucking see. Let's get this shit on the road.
Eric texted me privately saying that his drink is 75% Malibu.
It is. I am gay.
His orange juice is
homosexual.
White. It's, there's right. no orange juice left no, in. Yeah, like, bleached. It's a very. It's...
I've been drinking since like 10 a.m.
Hold the orange juice.
Yeah, we've been drinking for the last 2 hours.
I'd like a Malibu mimosa, please.
Yeah, everyone, get the fuck alone.
I don't really see a problem.
Hold
with
the ozone.
Yeah, I don't see a single issue. Okay, the first question. The first question that we asked you guys, this is my question. What is your ideal non-traditional pet? Courtney, can you please go over the answers?
Well, oh, okay. This is, I think we all did a good job here. Yeah. Chris, your answer was polar bear.
Polar bear.
Oh.
Polar
okay.
bear.
Yep. Okay. Emily, would Becky? We like to explain?
Yeah. It was basically, I had taken a test online from the J.K. Rowling, like you figure out what your Patronus is, and the polar bear was mine, and I was like, I want that as a pet.
I have a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. Is this like a Coca-Cola polar Good bear, question. Or is this like a current global warming, Important. Very thin, very frail?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starving.
Are you about to bring a polar bear from their protected environment into your home in Los Angeles, California? Yeah. Where it surely will not survive.
Or is it that majestic kind of Santa Claus Christmas?
Very
full. Yeah, is this the idea of a dream, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dreamed a dream, and I think it was really, I don't know, like his Dark Materials type polar bear.
Oh, wow.
So you're giving us strength. Really,
first instincts? I don't know. I'm getting some anti-humanitarian vibes from this. I think Emily brought up a really good point. Really good point.
No, I agree. And I also have to just bring this point up because I do think it's relevant. Mm. I don't actually believe that any animal has a soul. So
So we're going to bring you back for a specific episode just about you and that answer right there. Because what?
And they're also going to hire a therapist to come to dissect where that's coming from and what is missing within yourself that you don't think animals have a soul. I don't
Sounds
actually
like abandonment
really
attachment
think they
right
do
there.
Either, if I'm being that
okay. Okay. I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I was going to say, really. you'll all caw, you'll all hum, you'll all sigh, but most people would agree.
That they don't have animals. A soul.
I would say his polar bear answer is giving me a Sahara Desert pussy vibe because polar bears are going extinct and it's selfish.
Yeah, I
and
think
so
it's
the
some
whole
selfishness.
World will become a Sahara Desert
I think that's
eventually.
True.
Yeah.
Agree.
Ipso facto.
Yes. Ipso facto.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yes.
Okay, Courtney, that makes sense. What else did your team come up with for this question?
Mm-hmm. Ryan said snake. What do you think?
Snake.
Oh my God, snakes are my favorite animal if I were
that's
to have
a very, like there's something very phallic about a snake.
Yeah, like when you dream about a snake, what are you dreaming about?
That feels like very...
Snakes. You're dreaming about dick. You're dreaming about your lack of dick
Courtney,
in your life.
You're the last person in your team to answer this question.
You guys, it's a baby monkey, and I think that's easy. Oh, I don't even think that needs an explanation. Do you...
Huge
you know,
dick.
Huge
thank you.
Dick energy.
Thank you.
I mean,
you know...
It is... It's thank almost... You guys. You can't look right at it. Yes. It's that big.
Yes. If I were any other thing, I'd be a baby monkey.
What kind of monkey, though?
A baby monkey.
A
baby monkey.
Perpetually like, always a baby.
One that wears a diaper, Ryan. Okay. I don't know. It could be any time.
Have you seen the videos of them opening up packages?
Oh, my God. With their hands?
Like, what?
They have hands?
My first instinct when I heard that was monkeys? Tiny weakness. If I had a baby monkey in my hand, I could extinguish its life with a gentle squeeze. A gentle squeeze,
but that's like
and
a
it's
newborn
gone.
Monkey.
That's a newborn. I'm talking about a baby monkey that can like claw you in the face.
Yeah, a couple months in.
I would like to rewind to that though, Eric, as my team member and someone I trust, respect, and love, and look up to. Don't you think that fragility of life is just so je ne sais quoi? You know. Don't you think that you not just want to hold that baby monkey in your hand
argument.
And know I could kill you any day?
Yeah.
I could kill you. You know, Emily knows. Emily knows.
That's why it's big dick energy because it's like, that's the pet I would have, and I could crush its trachea with my hand. And I have a big dick.
There's a whole documentary on Disney I forget the name, Tarzan, I think. Phil Collins made a whole album about it.
Okay, we have our answers. We have our answers for that, for this question. We have to move on. We fully took like a solid 10 straight minutes on one.
We really got excited.
We really got excited. We're going to rapid fire the rest. It's going to be great.
Okay,
this is a fun one. The next one.
What's the second question?
The second question. Yep. Which Sister Act movie do you prefer? Sister Act 1 or Sister Act 2? Courtney, what did they say?
All right. So I'm just going to put my teammates together in a category, and then I'm going to save myself for last. And I'm just going to say...
This is not a good sign.
I'm trying to keep it positive.
Ryan well for Team Coco.
Ryan said the first film, and Chris said the second film. So we already have an internal debate within the team.
Wait.
What are we feeling here?
Okay, so wait, but break that down.
I've only seen the first one.
Jail. Incarceration.
Yeah, that is shame.
Yeah, Ryan, I am gonna let you go to jail first. Okay. I also have only seen the first one, but I think because you're in jail, I don't have to go to jail.
Yeah, she doesn't have to do it too.
I'm Becky's fall guy.
You started off so strong. Okay, well, Christopher has the correct answer.
Well, I want to know what Courtney, what was your answer?
I've never seen either, so I think we could just push right on.
What? Death! Guillotine!
Right.
Guillotine!
Wow.
I was told not to scream, but I can't not scream.
Guillotine!
Says something that's ludicrous.
You guys,
it doesn't make any goddamn sense.
What is wrong with you?
Worse?
What is an icon?
What are these movies about?
Shut the fuck up.
They're about
They're
about song. They're about love. They're about Whoopi
the human
Goldberg,
condition.
And the second one's about goddamn Lauryn Hill.
Smith, lest we forget Maggie Smith as Mother Superior.
They're about art.
Lauryn Hill. Yeah.
Professor McGonagall.
Lauryn Hill makes her premiere.
She debuts her
film
in this movie.
Debut in Sister Act 2. She sings. Yes, but actually, His Eye is on the Sparrow is the single best piece of music I've ever heard.
Okay, well, personally, on my end, I would say huge dick energy for Chris. I think that was, personally, Sister Act 2 on my end.
Massive.
Massive
big dick energy
on Chris's end.
Your partner must be very happy.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely. Sometimes I sing the Sparrow song to my partner.
Are you single? I'm not, but maybe I could be. Give me 15 minutes. I have to make some calls really fast.
We'll
hop on a. Let's do a Zoom after. Yep.
Okay. The next question. So this one was from Rebecca Gordon. Becky, coming in strong.
Oh, y'all all came up with the
Becky
questions
with the
together,
good hair.
The three of you.
They did.
This one was Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Such a good question.
Please go over the answers.
So, Chris, would you like to speak? Would you like to speak first since you're on your own here?
Yeah, so I said Backstreet Boys because I...
Yeah, you did, baby.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think I could afford the CDs at the time. I remember going to Burger King. They were giving out free CDs with the Happy Meal, so I got 10 of them. But it was all Backstreet Boys.
Chris, unlike Emily, I am single. So if we want to discuss, we can have a little group chat after.
To interject quickly, the fact that you somehow wrapped in Backstreet Boys, McDonald's, Happy Meals, and nostalgia for youth in one.
I'm ready.
That was crazy.
Ryan, I think we need to rebound here, okay? Because we both picked the obviously better band,
NSYNC. Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding?
Okay,
you know every single member, whereas with the Backstreet Boys,
we do know every single member. We do know every single member, and one of those members happens to be public enemy numero uno, Justin Timberlake.
Right now. Yeah, right.
Happens
currently
to be
correct at the problematic. Time. At the time,
he was
we
worse
did not know.
At the time.
Do we separate the art?
No, bitch.
From the artist. Do you know what I mean?
Not even a little
that
bit.
That is the question of the
Tell me that's NSYNC. If that's Backstreet Boys, then I'm going to...
Backstreet Boys.
Wow, the truth comes out.
See, this is maybe the truth.
Wow. I don't have to judge because in so many ways, they're completely interchangeable to me.
You're absolutely the same band.
That is the answer. That is the truth. You were just brave enough to say it.
If you had those men on a lineup, could you tell me which was
absolutely
in which?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, I would send Justin Timberlake to the to the electric chair, and then I would have no idea who anyone else is.
I'm not doing well.
Neither am I. It's okay.
I think you guys are
okay. I've been dead.
It's a team. He's just carrying you guys' team. Okay, so the next question. Let me find it. Okay, so wait, I don't know whose questions these are anymore. I'm just gonna ask it. Someone figure out if it was yours.
Hope for the best.
I think this one was Becky's. It was Cheez-Its or Goldfish. It's an illuminating question.
Oh my god, Ryan. Okay, Chris said Cheez-Its.
White cheddar or orange?
Yeah, what flavor?
I'm lactose intolerant, so I just
You are a weak human. Sorry.
Wait.
Natural selection.
Yeah, did anyone tell you that would disqualify you? What is your favorite snack?
My favorite snack.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Protein bars.
What?
Oh, tiny. What's my God. Tiny.
Tiny. One inch.
You've gone immediately from 18 to 1 in Chris. One question.
It's so dry in there. It's so dry in there.
It is so dry in there.
Who else? Next?
Ryan and I. Okay, so direct quote. Ryan, I said neither. Ew. Ryan said neither. Gross. Disgusting. Ew.
What is happening?
Thank you.
Where am I?
Thank you. Disgusting.
How did I get here?
Disgusting.
Wait, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Dust in your mouth.
What do you eat then? Do you,
what food do you eat?
Like you've just like woken up and had morning breath. Like there's
what is wrong with you?
What is going on?
Why do people snack?
I'm reporting.
Why do people eat candy?
Not why do people snack? Why do people snack on those? All right.
Well, you guys are both losers. You're losers.
Losers. You're literally
losers. You sound like losers. You sound like you didn't have any friends in elementary school, and you just sat and you were best friends with the librarian and read old magazines from the dentist.
Disgust.
I can see that,
I am
Ryan.
Disgusted. You know,
and Courtney, you too. Courtney, just you think because you have beautiful high lips.
Yeah. Courtney, you can't hide from this. Don't hide from your shame.
You guys.
What do you mean snacking?
It's bad.
I can't even say the words in the right. I can't even say it in the right order.
The flavor, it's not even real cheese.
Do you guys like cheese?
Yeah.
Stank.
Real cheese?
Real cheese. Do you like cheese at least?
Do you like cheese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love cheese. I love cheese.
Okay.
I love cheese spread with prosciutto.
Well, then let's all just stay calm. Everybody stay calm.
Are you wondering why I snack?
I just have to know, are you a meals person and not a snack person?
I am, yes.
Oh, no. I've got to get out of this question. Get me out of this question.
This is Team Eric is at a unanimous
meals,
decision
meals.
That you
Eric,
all
only meals.
Have
tiny
absolute
dicks.
Chodes.
Chodes.
The tiniest little chode dicks that we've ever seen. This was a horrible question.
You wouldn't even
for you all.
Know. You wouldn't even know it was a penis.
You wouldn't even know.
I'm sorry that I'm an adult, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And I just
thank
like
you,
real adult food.
No.
Moving on.
That's why we
next
get
next fucking question.
We get this. You get me.
Get us the fuck out of it. Next fucking question.
I can't believe
it. Like I'm mad.
I love that. Also, I love
I'm
that both of us couldn't just say neither. We had to be like.
We had to add.
Through.
I had to elaborate.
Have,
I couldn't.
We literally goodbye. Have to move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. We have to move on. The next question.
You guys, I'm so hot, and I might. We might have to pause so I can strip.
You can have a full meal.
Yes. You have a steak. That's what you really want to. Pause.
No. Yeah. Because Becky, she can't have a snack.
Yeah.
She can't have a snack.
She's got to go make a lasagna.
I'm
going
to have to go make some
she's
chicken.
She's got to go make a 3-tier lasagna because she can't have a fucking cracker.
If I was
too good for a cracker.
With the parm lemon drizzle.
I don't have to pause nothing for a snack. I don't have to pause anything. I am doing everything
I want. I'm driving. I'm eating a snack. I'm driving. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm
multitasking
eating a
snack. Is bad for you.
What are you
it's
driving?
Unhealthy.
Yeah, and also then you're just
bad.
Like continuously eating.
Yeah, you're supposed to be continuously eating. What are you going to do? Stop
eating?
But
then you don't experience the sensation of being hungry and then having that hunger satiated.
Why do you want pain? Why do you want the pain of hunger?
I experience that sensation all the time.
We have to move on. We have to move on.
Next question.
We have to move on. The next fucking question.
Controversial question.
Ugh, I want to throw up. The next fucking question. This one, again, like I've lost track of who these questions are for. This drink was stronger than I expected. The Malibu question is, what's your favorite movie musical? I don't know whose question. Emily, maybe? Courtney?
Ooh.
Don't disappoint us, Team Coco.
Okay, I am going to, just switching it up, I'm going to give the movies and see who you guys guess. Okay. Someone said the greatest. Oh, thank you. Someone said The Greatest Showman. Someone said Mulan. And someone said Chicago.
Chicago has to be Ryan. That's the gayest answer I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, no. Chicago has to be Ryan. No, no. Ryan said The Greatest Showman.
Wait,
really? Ryan said The Greatest Showman.
Who? Wait.
Chris said Mulan and
Courtney said.
You know what? The Greatest Showman is really gay. What I'll say.
The Greatest Showman is really gay.
The Greatest Showman, Mulan, and
Mulan.
Chris, did you say Mulan?
And Chicago.
I feel like you're one of those kids who would have like a really intense emotional reaction.
I think Christopher
to classic
said
Disney.
Chicago. Yeah. And maybe Courtney said Mulan.
Mulan.
Maybe.
Yeah. Courtney's reaction is now making me think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's stick with that.
You know what? I totally just take it back. Courtney said Chicago, Christopher said Mulan, and Ryan said the
I think that Courtney said Mulan, and then I don't think she's watched Chicago or The Greatest Showman, personally.
All three of you have said the
same
thing.
What do you do with your life?
We did? I blacked out. I don't know what's going on.
So, are we locking
everyone
in?
Everyone repeated the same thing.
Yeah, let's lock it in. I'm curious. Let's lock it in.
Chris said The Greatest Showman.
Obviously.
I 100% said Mulan, and Ryan said Chicago.
Yes! Wow.
You were right,
we did
Eric.
Good.
You were wrong, Eric. I don't know what
I
you said.
I feel like I'm right. I feel like if you roll back the tape, I feel like you would hear that I'm right.
I think we can all decide that Chris is actually wrong.
Yeah, wait. Chris, did you say Chicago?
No, he said the greatest showman. Which is just simply not the
oh yeah
not
you,
the case.
What's wrong
the
with you
musical
is my
of
question.
All time.
I mean, it has a
Listen.
Cult following.
No, I don't think that's correct.
I was going for popularity. I'm trying to win $1 million.
I don't think that's right.
I think The Greatest Showman is a really good movie, but I think we can agree that your answer can't give an answer that it was in the decade. You know, like,
that's
only
also
good.
Very true, Becky.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't want anything new.
What if somebody said La La Land?
Yeah.
Off the podcast.
What if I was like, no, that's actually my favorite musical. Like, I just loved La La Land.
Hypothetical. A stripper shows up to your house, all right? Put yourself in the scene. A stripper shows up to your house. What profession do you want them dressed as? All right. Okay. Courtney.
Okay. Chris said flight attendant.
Okay. Safe. Safe.
Ryan said a Mormon missionary. And then I wrote, if a stripper showed up to my house, I would want it to be him to be dressed as a drug dealer. I am so sorry.
Wait.
Huge dick energy from Courtney.
Courtney,
my God.
You are swinging it. You are swinging it.
You just hit your own knee with your dick.
Literally, you're drowning
tears are
in your
out
own
my
pussy
eyes.
Juices.
I'm so embarrassed.
You are drowning.
Because it's so honest.
Video. I'm going to have to pin your video. It's such a wet.
I'm going to have to pin
I need a look straight in your eye.
You guys, like, I just picture it. He opens the door and he's like stone face. He could look like anything, you know what I mean? But the vibe is like, listen,
it's a swaggy vibe.
It's so swaggy. Like, I hope
he smells like weed and vanilla. Weed and vanilla.
That
from
is
the
a
thing
combination.
Hanging on his car from the scent that his car has.
Caked up nose.
And you know he's gonna like grab you up really hard, and he's gonna lean in. He's gonna whisper something so soft.
Ooh,
he's gonna,
girl, you
I'm
gotta
gonna
stop.
Take care of you. And it just this is right.
You gotta stop,
Courtney. I dated a drug dealer, one of many.
Really?
But the first drug dealer I ever dated.
Whoa.
Yeah. He worked
what
at
was his
Abercrombie.
Name?
I really
yeah.
Say.
What was his drug dealer's name?
Redact. Where did he live? What's his address?
Give us his what's his phone number?
But he worked at Abercrombie and Fitch as his day job. Yeah. And so he would always smell like Abercrombie and Fitch, so ooh. Much so that when he broke up with me, when I would walk past it at the mall, I would start to cry. Like
no!
the scent would like transport me back to being rejected.
Not my, not my plug. Not my Abercrombie
not,
and Fitch
I feel like if you were to
plug.
Walk into Abercrombie and Fitch, it would still take you back today.
Totally.
Totally still affected,
and,
yes.
And make me nauseous.
Okay, the next question we have. What's your favorite Winter Olympic sport?
To which there's only one answer.
There's only one answer.
So, no. Chris said figure skating. Mm. Ryan said figure skating. I said, who watches the Olympics in the winter?
Wow.
No.
What?
Courtney.
Wow. You watch it for the figure skating.
Courtney, we shouldn't have done that.
Is this real?
This is
like,
not
do people
great
actually watch the.
Well, do you watch the summer just... Olympics?
No.
I definitely don't watch the
yeah,
summer
who
Olympics.
Watches summer
I just
one.
Don't watch not. The Olympics.
No. There's yeah, a... I just like sports, I couldn't just sit and. Watch.
Okay, figure skating
Listen,
is not a
figure
sport.
Skating...
It's an art. Okay.
Yeah. There's
it
two answers.
An
in the summer, it's gymnastics, and in the winter, it's figure skating. And then from then on, I mean, could you even count any of them as sports?
Exactly.
Am I really lame? Like, did I not know that people actually watch the Olympics?
I only watch it for the butt. You know.
Oh.
That massive butt.
Oh. Okay.
Twirling and
Christopher,
yeah.
Christopher, I would quit while you
yeah.
were ahead.
Cool.
Yeah,
I love me some figure skating.
Remember, you are still
throw some
making,
polar bears in there,
you're
guys.
You're still yeah. very slowly climbing your way up from power. So I gotta remind you.
Yeah.
It's an uphill battle.
Guy.
Here.
The next question we have this is Becky's second to last question. Name the hottest old person.
The hottest old person.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, this is great. Diane Keaton.
Very good. Very
okay.
good.
Very
okay.
good. Ryan said Jeff Goldblum.
Also
very
good.
Good.
Okay.
Just personality-wise. And then I said Denzel Washington.
Oh,
that man is pushing
well,
70.
Listen.
Monstrously.
Should huge. I go grab my cat who I named Denzel after Denzel Washington?
Yes!
I know what you guys are thinking. It is not a black cat. It's just a very beautiful cat. It's the most beautiful face cat. I said, that's Denzel. That's Denzel.
Again, everyone has pretty big dicks here. Yeah. But I would say Courtney's dick really took the cake. And I would say that the cat
Thank
came
you.
In as like an extra little surprise.
I've got to give it to Diane Keaton.
Wow. Yeah.
I pass it off to Diane. I do.
Wow. This is Becky's last question. Rank...
We're
Chris's.
About to fight. This is really just between the two of us.
Yeah, rank the quiz Chris's. So there's Chris Pine, there's Chris Hemsworth, there's Chris Pratt, there's Chris Evans. Rank them in order of hotness. I have very strong opinions.
So Chris said...
How funny.
Oh my God.
Chris
we have we have the
wow.
same answer. Okay, so Ryan said
yes.
Pine, Evans, Hemsworth, and Pratt.
Pine first.
Can you say it again?
So Pine first.
Pine.
Okay.
Evans,
okay.
Hemsworth, and Pratt.
Who is Chris yep. Hemsworth again?
Thor.
Are you
okay.
in stupid
got it,
insane?
Got it.
Yeah,
got
bye,
it.
Bye, bye.
I'm on track.
Bye.
I'm on track.
Who's Chris Evans?
That's
oh my
Captain
God,
America.
Christopher
that's
Captain Jamal
America.
Evans.
That's Captain America.
Oh,
Captain
America.
Christopher Jamal Jean-Tavious
oh.
Evans.
Anything
oh,
other
no,
than
no, yeah,
Pratt
yeah.
last should be dismissed.
You're out.
Yeah, you should yeah. be thrown into the volcano.
Well, they're all
Marvel.
Chris Pine. When I tell you. Chris Pine could do anything that motherfucker wanted to me. That motherfucker could grab me by the goddamn jugular.
Oh God.
He could reach into my soul.
About?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine.
He's
yeah,
a pretty boy and he's
soul.
Skinny.
He could
yeah.
rip
and he looks
out
old.
My existence. I would sit there and be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Chris Pine can get
Chris
it.
Pine
yeah. But
can
I do
get
think
it.
I
of course
do
he could.
Think that there has something's got to be said for the fact that he is boring.
No.
Thank you. This is my point. Chris Pine
yes,
and Chris Pratt,
I agree.
Just in my mind, don't count. Like, if I saw them at a party, I would not text my boyfriend and say, hey, I'm cheating on you. I hope we'll be okay. but of Chris Hemsworth, like Thor himself, who is also so 100%. Funny. Have you seen Thor Ragnarok? He's
so funny.
So fucking funny. And Christopher Jamal Evans would eat me for his own game. Like
Jamal, just either Kamar one. Evans.
It's done. My relationship is done.
I was at a party and Chris Hemsworth was there, and I texted my boyfriend, "Hey, I've got to cheat on you." My boyfriend would say, "Can you wait 5 minutes? I have to."
I'm joining. My boyfriend would say the same. Exactly.
Get there. I've got to get there.
Thank you.
I don't want to miss a thing.
Again, Chris Pine could absolutely murder my parents in front of me, and I would still be hard.
I would forgive
still
him.
Be rock hard. So
yeah,
that's that.
Wow.
He could thrust my newborn into a furnace.
Yeah.
Talk about trauma.
Eric, we're gonna have to talk about that answer later. But yeah,
guys, we have two more questions. Question number one: cats or dogs? Simple.
Chris said dogs.
Correct.
I said cats because
wrong.
Dogs are fucking needy and fake. And Ryan said cats when I'm young, dogs when I'm old.
Ryan goes cats when I'm young, dogs.
Yes.
Listen, it is common knowledge and accepted science and fact that cats started Ebola and engineered COVID-19 and have on several occasions attempted to destroy humanity. They don't like you. Mm. Stop liking cats.
Yes.
They don't like you back.
Yep.
Okay? They want to hurt you.
Cats keep you humble.
Because they want to kill you.
Yeah.
An animal in your house that attempts to destroy you
You're
every
in
day.
Constant fear.
Cats are cool. They're cool. They don't like you. In fact, they hate you.
Yeah. And but they're like boys in high school. Like, you don't want the one that likes you back. You want the one that's
thank
like,
you.
You're,
this is,
you're
yes.
chubby and you're ugly and you look like you just got your wisdom teeth pulled.
I've never been as confrontational as a cat, and I love to be. They have a lesson to teach.
Okay, listen. I understand where you all are coming from. It seems like my team, I am outnumbered in terms of my cat versus dog. Whoever, I don't know who said dog. Who said dogs? Chris?
That was me.
Yeah.
You keep forgetting everything I say.
I know. It's because I'm blacked out. But
yes.
I agree.
It's because
I thought
drinking.
You were going to say because you're distracted by his good looks.
That's probably more accurate.
That too.
Is that just me?
A little bit more accurate.
I mean, the real thing is because his dick was so big when we got here. And then
It was
Sahara
already huge
we don't know.
When he arrived.
The dick
went from
it grew back into my organs,
Last question. Last question, guys. We're going to finish off strong.
Last one.
Fuck, marry, kill the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus. Okay, the hard-hitting question.
Of course this would be last.
The hard-hitting question.
This is an easy question, you guys.
Yeah.
This is an easy
There's one answer. Yeah.
Truly one answer.
So Chris said kill Winifred.
Who?
Kill Winifred. Chris said kill Winifred. Fuck, marry, and marry Sarah.
What?
Can we do the actresses' names? I'm having a lot of trouble with their names.
So I would marry Kathy Najimy.
Thank you.
I would fuck what's her name?
Sarah Jessica Parker,
and then kill Bette Midler.
As the character, not in real life.
Right.
As the character.
What I just as heard. Disclaimers here.
That's the correct answer, Chris.
Emily,
thank you
I
so much for playing.
I don't see eye to eye on this at all. We do not see eye to eye.
Really?
No,
really?
That was the biggest debate.
Okay, wait. You guys go. You guys go.
Who
then.
Else?
I don't understand.
Everyone else.
Ryan said Hocus. Have never seen Hocus Pocus, but always fuck Bette Midler. And I said fuck anyone that enjoys the Hocus Pocus craze. I've never once finished that movie. I could never finish it.
Yeah. Coco, actually,
Ryan, why aren't we dating?
Yeah, why aren't
Listen,
honestly.
I had so many problems. I had so many problems with Chris's answer. And now, Christopher, you could take me on the floor.
Congratulations.
You won.
My mind is blown.
I can't.
First no snacks, and then no...
And then no Hocus Pocus. Are you human?
Wow.
Are
no
you
sister human? Act
no
either.
No sister act.
No sister act too.
You guys,
well,
there's something
I was really lame
you.
As a kid. Like, that's not wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to need it.
Seek help. You didn't even have to say that, Courtney.
We just knew.
That was inferred from the lack of snacks sister act.
Holy fuck. Okay, clearly
the
only...
Wait. Have seen it and you choose.
Yeah, and choose not to finish it. What do you mean?
I don't think there's a choice. There's no choice. When I turn on Hocus Pocus, everything inside me lights up with
glee.
It wasn't
joy.
My choice to
childhood. Childhood splendor.
Oh,
I hate Halloween.
Okay, is this show over?
I hate Halloween. Fuck you. I hate the entire month of October. What? Throw it away.
Me too.
Oh my God, I would trade birthdays, Christmas, everything.
Everything.
I close my eyes and wait for it to be over.
Ryan, come over. Come to Texas.
Okay. That, and with that, let's tally it up. Let's go back. Let's talk about Ryan for a second.
Let's get it out of the way.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't connect with Ryan.
It's a no for me.
I don't see a future.
Yeah, I don't. I don't necessarily
between
see
me and Ryan.
It, you started off strong.
In terms
strong,
of his
though.
Dick size.
You had you.
He yeah, did, and you know what? There were. He came back a few times, mm-hmm. but for me, it just.
But never enough
it.
To be memorable.
Never enough.
Never enough. Never enough to be. To be damp. You know what I'm saying? It never got damp for me.
Right.
And you know, that can be a differing of opinions. Right. Obviously, the snack thing really hurt you in the end. Right.
It really did. That was my Achilles.
Really hurt me. It was
and Hocus
yeah,
Pocus,
really hard to come
it
back.
It really was
I
the
think
nail
there was
the
a
coffin.
Weird thing with your Disney Channel ones, too. Right.
I'm not a Disney gay. I'm not a Halloween gay. And just.
But that's not. You,
no, no.
You
mean human?
Just,
those
you
are
mean
some
human?
Of the best
I'm
gays
gay.
That they're out there.
I'm a gay.
My dick remains Ooh. Average.
Yeah. Christopher. Let's go to Christopher.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, a part of me doesn't know if I could handle it, is what I mean. Like, I don't know.
It's not for everyone.
It's not necessarily.
You know, if you have a small frame,
yeah.
it's not going to work.
If you have narrow hips, if you yeah. are weak-willed, it's
yes.
it's not for everyone.
You have to be tenacious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just think the energy and the physical being are two completely different things in this situation.
Mm. Why do you say that?
Explain.
Well, because of power bar. Quite honestly.
Like, she didn't let that one go.
Because you might have a thing that looks like a package down there, and then when all is revealed.
He's a shower, not
snacks,
a grower.
The snack discussion was really the turning point in this entire show.
That was a catalyst.
Yeah, it really was. It's been
a shower and not a grower. Yeah. You know, I see what you're saying. I think, so I would say, I'm going to give him like 20 full inches here. And I think Emily is going to be kind of on that level too. But Becky, you bring us down. You balance us out. Life is balance.
But you give Ryan 4 inches and then you want to give him.
I did. That is.
I have the size of a giraffe.
That is my business.
Yeah. But no one can fuck a 20-inch penis.
Exactly. That's why I said I couldn't handle it.
It's too much.
It's too much.
And that's
for
what
most
we said.
People.
It's not perfect.
Okay. Not perfect.
And it's not for everybody, but
it's
for us.
It's for the champions, is what I'll say.
It's for us.
One day you'll find
that's
love.
Fair.
Yeah. One day you'll find love and it'll be either me or Emily is what we're trying to say here. It'll be one of us and we're your only options. So that's
you guys
that.
Have trapped Courtney. Him.
And yes. now
I got it.
Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Courtney.
It's huge. It's so wet.
Oh my
I
God.
Feel like you have like Thank a you. Okay, so here's
Girth.
The thing. Okay, her vagina. Thank you. If we had to discuss her vagina. We have.
It's
the
incredible.
Snack.
I would say it's swamp-like. It's not the ocean.
It's not the ocean.
But it's not
there
the
is some moisture there.
It's like a swamp in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's a marsh.
And you have to take
not
a little
Florida.
Boat around.
Yeah,
it's a delta.
You know what I mean? And there is wildlife that thrives,
there's some animals living in there.
But it's not an ocean. You know, it's not.
Yeah,
not,
it's a gulf.
You're not drowning in the swamp.
Say,
the swamp
say,
is
Courtney,
like.
I disagree. It's like a pool for me.
It's a pool.
Nip deep.
We're like swimming. We're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, I would say you're nip deep. I would say we're about nip deep in the swamp
for Courtney's punana.
I just love anyone who has such strong wild opinions. The craziest
the craziest thing.
Left turn.
Yeah.
Massive insane
yeah, but,
craziness.
And it all was so genuine and honest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think that's a thank you, Coco. So I personally, just as like a recap, I mean, it seemed like, for the most part, we were slightly in agreement for a lot of it, Team Eric. It seemed like we had, like, there were certain things that seemed to be a consensus. I think if I had to answer this question, I would say there are certain things that are just universally big dick energy. If you had to bottle it up and you gave that bottle to someone else, the contents of that bottle would also be giant wieners. If it's giant wieners for me, it's going to be giant wieners for Emily, is what I would say. Usually. Mm-hmm. Not 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with this.
And I think we can all end on the idea that if you don't like snacks, you have a small dick.
Yeah.
It really is.
That's the truth. And that's the truth. And that's what we learned here today. You cannot come back from that.
Yeah.
You cannot. No.
Prison or incarceration. Yeah. All right. You guys are the fucking best. Like,
you're the
best. Thank you guys. This is so fun.
Guys,
awesome.
We want to make sure that we can let you guys plug all of your little projects because you're all hilarious.
Make yourselves famous.
Incredible comedians and shit. Can you guys give us your Instagrams, your handles, the projects you're working on, where we can find you, where we can keep up with you? We can start with Becky.
I'd love to start. Yeah. So my Venmo handle @BeckyBecky and dash Gordon. That's what
somebody
the
email this girl some money. Solid.
My Venmo is @EmilyHanley and it's the same as my Twitter and my Instagram. And I make it easy so that you can find me. But products I'm working on, I'm coming out with a fit tee.
Ooh.
I'm coming out with a cider, a vinegar gummy.
We love merch.
That makes it's a lot of weight loss products. So please look out for those and try to get in on the ground floor.
Nice. Ryan?
My Venmo is @Ryan_
I love these
my
Venmos.
Instagram handle is
we need to do this every time.
Brophy, all lowercase. And I have simply nothing to plug.
Yes,
it's a pandemic.
No, good.
It's a pandemic.
It's a panoramic.
Attacked by this question.
And Chris. Big Dick Chris?
Big Dick Chris.
My Venmo is Chris Benitez. My Instagram is Christopher Benitez. I'm really passionately working on, there's like this weird notion that animals don't have souls. So we just, we're trying to spread the word that they do have them.
What a mission important. To be on. We important. Are all really behind you in so, that, Chris. Thank you so much. Yeah.
So please follow that journey.
Okay, guys.
Send money if you can.
Eric, what are our socials?
Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram or Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. Do not forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever the fuck you are listening to us right now so you can get the episode right when it airs. Also, leave a rating and review. Say something funny and we'll repost you on our social media. I'm at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. Courtney, where are you?
My Instagram name changes every day. I'm always having an identity crisis, but I'm pretty sure it's Courtney with a K, KOURTNEY, Bell with four L's.
Woohoo!
Yeah, other than that, though, thanks, bitches.
All right, goodbye.
Until next time.
Yeah.